Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. Welcome to Sports Inside and Out, Saturday morning podcast. I'll update for Saturday morning, and thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Saturday. I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher, and this is Sports Inside and Out, voice of the legends of sports. That's right. You know, our show is voted the number one sports talk show for legends on radio during the week, and of course, our podcast gives you the updates on things that we're going to be doing and what's going on of interest. And we're waiting on our co-host, Wally Jones. We'll get an update on Wally coming in. I think this is Wally popping in up here. Now, we're going to get a good gist of what's going on in the NBA. Things are pertinent to be taken a look at from those who play the game at a high level. You know, so, you know, we get a good update on what's going on. And, of course, we'll be able to get some good guys as to our opinions on what's happening. And I think this is Wally here. What's up, Wally?
Right, Coach. How you doing today? How's everything?
I'm doing pretty good, Wally. Beautiful day today on the East Coast here, man. A good day to be alive. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's going on with you, Wally? A lot's going on. A lot of trades in the NBA. A lot of great basketball in the NCAA. It's crunch time now. Everybody's positioning themselves for the tournaments, the conference tournaments going on. And congratulations. I mean, I'm so impressed with Wright, man. Villanova's really looking great, holding it on. And, you know, it seems like the guys are getting better as the season's getting along. They're gelling, and not that the season wasn't a sham. I mean, they were in the top 5 to 10 all season long, but they seem to be really gelling at the right time, Wally.
Yeah, I had a chance to see the Temple game and to see their defense.
I saw it too.
And
a
good friend of mine, Rick Brunson, that played for Temple and played in the NBA for years, his son really showed out, Jalen Brunson. You're talking about Villanova, they're 23-3, and they have an upcoming game today against Butler, which is going to be tough. But you can see how their defense is really top-notch, man-to-man. And they're big man. I just think when it gets down to the big dance, I'm concerned about their big men because they have
one
man there. That's what I mean. But they play some of the toughest defense I've seen, and we've talked about it for years, and I've gone out to Bill Logan, talked about how these ball players that actually get these ball players that can play both ends. But these guys play the game well. They play together. It's intense, and them being number one for the first time in history is very, very exciting for me as an alumni.
That's right, Wally. And, you know, it's the intensity. I noticed, excuse me, Wally, I noticed how Wright gives a lot of attention to the Philadelphia and Pennsylvania ball players. And, you know, not that he doesn't go outside, of course, as you know, but I was very impressed because he looks for a specific type of talent that will be able to fit within that program, and defense is one of his primary things. He has guys that have a great basketball IQ, and these boys are flat-out intelligent on the court, put themselves in great situations, and what he's doing, playing that three-guard offense, is retro, but it nullifies the bigs that they play against, Wally, because they put so much pressure on you full court.
That's right. That's right. And they can all attack the basket. See, that's the important thing about basketball. You have wingmen and guards that can really attack the basket, and they swing it, and they hit that three. I just think the intensity is going to be very important during the, of course, the Big East tournament, and it's going to be something important when it comes to the big dance. But you know what happened this past week. You have Oklahoma losing. You have North Carolina losing. You have Maryland losing. These are the top in the top 10 teams that are losing basketball games. And, again, it happens during that time. They go on the road, and they're playing in a great conference. Again, when you look at these teams, I look at the top 10, even Michigan State, the Big Ten, excellent team with Denzel, the fellow Washington.
Valentine.
One of the things that impressed me is all-court play, open court. You can see the floor. Passes, shoots the ball well. He's an all-around player. And when you look down to these top players, look at that guy, the young man from Duke, Ingram. You look at Grayson Allen. There's some great players that are playing that are going fitting for the player of the year. But I really am impressed with a lot of these players. Bryce Johnson from North Carolina is an outstanding ball player. You're talking about some of the top players in the country. Buddy Hield from Oklahoma, some great, great ball players. Kansas looks good to me, too, Coach. I've watched them play.
Very dangerous team out there. Very dangerous team out there with Kansas.
Yeah, very, very tough team. So it's going to be really exciting. I had a chance to see the game recently. Some good basketball. Again, Kentucky's playing very well. A big surprise with Texas Tech. Tubby Smith came through. They pulled off an upset there, and that's when you look at these teams. They're rounding out those teams, Iowa State, Arizona, Dayton, Oregon, Louisville, unfortunately won't be going to the big dance. So Dane, Duke, SMU won't be going. Their 21st spot, Indiana, Providence, Texas, and Baylor. So great teams. It's exciting because the parity. I listened to Jay Billis the other night. You can't pick a team like last year with Kentucky and Wisconsin as the top teams. This year there's so much parity, you can't really pick a team because they're all so equal in reference to talent and also their schedules. So it's going to be an exciting NCAA basketball tournament. I really am.
Yeah, we're getting ready for it. We'll be at the MEAC, as our fans would know, and also, but we'll be catching, and hopefully Wally will be able to get Coach Wright to come on and doing the Wally Wonder segment of our weekly show, which is one of the top segments in the country with a Wally Wonder segment, and that will be a fantastic opportunity for us to and our listeners to interact and listen to one of the greatest coaches in the country as today, the number one Villanova Wildcat, and it's going to be great. The MEAC, I got to get zeroed in a little bit more because we've been, we've been really highlighting so much about our upcoming conferences, but we'll be taking a look, particularly with our HBCUs Division I schools coming up very shortly, and we'll get some insight on that. So we're going to zero in on a little bit because we're going to be covering the MEAC tournament again this year. And it is some talent that I'm quite sure we're going to be bringing out. And we're going to be with our old friend Charlie Neal, Wally.
Ah, yes, that'll be very, very nice going on. I think it's important for our listeners to understand that the MEAC gets an automatic bid, the championship team, as Hampton University qualified last year. I know they have a play-in game. Most of the time those teams are playing a play-in game, but when they do play, unfortunately, they have to play a number one seed or a number two seed. So it's very difficult for them. Going to the NCAA tournament. But I'm excited about it. It was great talent last year. I thought they had North Carolina Central, had a great team, Bowie State, Morgan State, and Hampton. I mean, it was some great, great basketball game. Delaware.
Delaware. I was very impressed with Delaware last year. I haven't caught that much of them this year, Wally, but, Yeah, it's going to be some good basketball, no question about it, Wally. We're going to enjoy a real good MEAC Division I tournament there in Norfolk, Virginia. MEAC tournament this year in Norfolk, Virginia. And let's talk a little bit about the NBA. I think if I look correctly, hopefully this is Bobby coming up there. NBA, great game. Trailblazers really put it to them there last night, man.
Good game. And I think just like it was talked about, Steve Kerr said they're not really concerned about breaking Michael Jordan's record, but they want to be a top seed. But they're going to have some problems. I mean, these teams are gunning for them, and these teams are ready to play. But I'm very impressed with Damian Lillard, of course, a young man, McCollum, the guy from Lehigh, the young ball player. That backcourt is one of the best backcourts I've seen in the NBA in a while, compared with Steph Curry and Thompson. Also, I like what Wall is doing and Beal, but they Philadelphia young man is one of the young men that I know very well, and his mother, he was named the College Player of the Year in the name of Wally Jones a few years ago, is traded. And I think he's going to really help them. I think it's very important for him to get out of Phoenix. It wasn't a place that was doing well with him, but I like that trade. I also like the trade with Green from the Grizzlies going to the Clippers, playing great basketball. LA Clippers are playing great basketball.
You know, what's a good thing about the trade for our Philly product, Wally, is that it definitely gives us another end to a young man that won your award there in Philadelphia, to be able to come back, and I'm quite sure with our new venue net that's going to be coming in before playoff season with GovServe Plus, the parent company, the old parent company of Sports Inside and Out, we're going to be covering some internet coverage. That'll be an excellent prodigy interview. Post-game interview with him about his career, about his journey to the Washington Wizards, Wally.
Yeah, I think it'd be great, as well as his brother, who's playing very well for the Detroit Pistons. I'm just happy for those young men. They're in situations that they can use their talents there. And when you talk about stretch fours, the guys that can put the ball on the floor, they can shoot the middle-distance shot, and they play defense. So I'm happy for both those young men. They're in the good situations. As for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Channing Frye will stretch for, again, another three-point shooter that's going to help Cleveland. I've heard some conversation regarding the defense of him and Love. It may be a negative that they're not as well defenders, but those guys can stretch for. And when you got guys like Kyrie Irving and LeBron James to open the court and find these guys, I think it's going to help them. It's going to really help them.
Well, you know, the thing that they're
back
talking.
To Indiana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Bobby on. Yeah. I like about that, Wally, is that with the Cavaliers, you know, and speaking of that Frye pickup, you know, they talk about the downside of defense, but you know, the type of let the listeners know right now, ain't no defense being played nowhere in the NBA. So, everybody try to outscore somebody, but the thing that we're looking at right now is containment. Containment is what it's all about now.
I'm going back to Indiana.
Yeah, they played well last night.
Yeah, they looked very well. I got to give you that. Yeah. Hey, guess who I talked to yesterday, Wally? The sponsors that remember when we did the wizard thing, and they had the guys that wanted to get with us because anybody that was drafted or played with Indiana Pacers that Arnie Felco had last year. You remember that little ceremony we did up there at Verizon Center?
Yeah.
The attorneys that sponsored that. Sponsored us up there. They want to possibly be involved in the reunion celebration.
reunion of the
merger.
Or the merger, the merger, the ABA.
Yeah.
NBA merger. That
I just talked to him yesterday. Very interesting about that. They said, yeah, tell Jeff Eakins to send him. They would love to buy a table, VIP table for that. So
that's
interesting.
Great,
but at that, they all, because they got that skybox. They got a skybox up there.
Yes, they do. We had an opportunity to interview Johnny Newman, George Marison, Bobby Dandridge.
Yeah.
It was a very nice affair at the Wizards game. Matter of fact, Rebecca Wynn gave me a call, and I thanked her so much for wishing me a happy birthday.
Yeah,
it was very nice of them to do that. And also the Sixers wished me a happy birthday, my 47th birthday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
And your second of the year. Your second birthday during the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, hey, Bobby, I know you looked at the Indiana Pacers game last night, but you see that young boy.
Indiana.
Yeah, they play some bad. They got some young boys that's starting to
play
that.
Yeah,
they
I like to be George, but I was a little concerned about it, but I was very impressed. I'm a firm believer now. I knew the boy was coming up. He was rising, and he, you know, until that injury. But George is bad, man. Yeah.
He passed the ball. See the floor.
Passed the ball. He's developing himself. You know.
They have some big guys that play defense.
Very good, Robert. You're right. Turner from Texas, the rookie.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Mahini. They
That's
did play. They blocked six or seven shots. They blocked about six or seven shots at the end. I thought it was a great
all
time.
Altogether, they knocked in 12, and then
12.
I
didn't know it was that many.
He had six. He had six blocks alone.
Oh, ball by
Nice
player. Nice player.
It's coming along very, very well. I like the way. It's coming along with the league now. This is the parity is coming into play a little bit now, guys.
I like Boston because you have to try to figure out who the star is.
Yeah, right.
I definitely agree with that one. You know, now that's going a little retro for them as well because these guys really are stepping up individually. For their own job descriptions, they're in a good swim lane. Boston has got a good situation.
It's very entertaining.
I like the way they're sharing,
have.
And you know, their defense is very good. I like the way they.
Yeah.
That Thomas is. I'm very impressed with that boy, man.
He's outstanding player.
He's got a very good, well-rounded retro guard. That's what I call him. He plays it on both ends. You know. Does the best he can with what defense the NBA is letting him play, you know. I got to say all the best. There are two defense out back. I saw the cat. Hey, Bobby, let me tell you something. It was so doggone pitiful the other day, man. I'm looking at a Wizard game, and you know, they was getting kind of whooped up on a little bit. But a foul was called. For two fouls in a row was called. First of all, the big European fellow, the ball head guy, I can't think of his name.
Gortat.
Yeah. He hand checked a guy on the opposite side of the court. He was just feeling for the guy to let foul find out where he was. They call a foul on the guy.
Yeah.
I said, wow. Okay. Then. The guy was somebody, I think it was Beal, was on the sideline. He was adjusting his little thing on his face, and somebody walked up. One of the guys walked up to him and must have said something derogatory to him. And did you know they call a foul for the guy taunting him? What the heck is going on? I said, boy, hey, man, you can't talk to the guys no more.
They don't know how to talk.
There was a time that you couldn't come down the middle in the NBA.
You see what I'm saying? I started laughing. What did he just call? He said Tartan. The guy didn't say nothing.
Well,
he just went over there and made a comment about the guy's thing. He said that Bill's head snapped up and they called a foul of Tartan. Well, I mean,
well,
it's
not the calling of the foul; it's the reception of the call by the player, and they have to make a great adjustment because there's so many calls that are not made that the coaching staff has to adjust their players to it because that's become now a very important part of the game. You being receptive to a bad call and being able to go and play and not interfering with your team.
Well, the call is okay, but a taunting call, you can't talk to a guy. I mean, what happened to the day when you used to be at the foul line and say, listen, man, I saw your mama around the corner. You know, you know what I mean? I'm going to meet somebody. You know, the old days, I mean, you walk down the court and you play like a sissy. If you say something like that to a guy now, a referee here, it's taunting. Hey, man, you play like a sissy. Hey, Wally, you can't shoot. Go on.
Disconcerting.
Call it a taunting foul, man. Come on.
Yeah, there'll be no sissy calling. That can get you in a lot of trouble. Lord.
Jesus. Where is the game gone, brother? Where is it gone? Well, you know,
finishing up with Black History Week, I'm going to be making another special program. Coach was helping me with one, patching my face on it, and I was just talking about the history of sports and recreational directors, and I happened to mention Sam Washington on the program, and some people have already called me about that. You know, he was just a great figure in Detroit, along with Joe Whitley in Crenshaw, and then Cecil Watkins. So those were three of the guys that I mentioned in Black History that had really set a reel to mentoring.
That's so important in our society. They are missing those rec centers.
No,
Steve Harvey had a tremendous show the other day in reference to the violence around the country and also in Chicago, about how the rec centers, that was a safe haven for the young people. But they need that again, Coach. There's so much violence everywhere. And they had a special on Taj Gibson talked about, unfortunately. He's from Brooklyn, Bobby Hunter. And he talked about how four of his friends had been killed in the past year.
Yeah.
And how it's affecting his whole life. You know, he's just his best friend. He's just so.
You know, man, I like to say something. Hopefully it'll be received properly, man. The answer is right there in front of everyone that's got any sense at all. All you have to do is judge the way it was when recreational centers was in existence to help the communities and what the communities look like today. It's night and day. It don't take a rocket scientist to understand the need. Where in the world or why did anyone want to take away a recreational center that's the lifeblood of morality and positive imagery to a community because of budget cuts? Now, that just can't. I mean, but yeah, you hear no politician. And I mean, I don't expect it on some. You know, you know where I'm going with that. But ain't no politician addressing it. They say all the violence in Chicago. Hey guys, when we was out there, while it was violent, but you know what? These cats had recreational teams.
Yeah, they had a community.
You get what I'm saying, Bobby? I mean. Well, you know, the answer is right in front of you.
Well, the amount of schools that were closed in Florida brings high question to that. Schools associate with recreational centers.
Yeah.
And then cutting the budget seems to be a very profitable method. And if anyone can attest to that, that would be Flint, Michigan, where a budget was cut and a community was poisoned.
Yeah.
Same principle.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, you know, I mean, they talk about being, oh, we are proactive, we are concerned. You know, the political, you know, I hate to get into that politic thing, so it's so depressing today, you know, but The answer is right in front of you, people. You know, the answer is right in front of you. Recreational centers and programs save kids and keeps their minds on things positive.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a proven fact. Yes, it's a proven fact. You're looking at it right here on air. You're looking at it on air right here. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think not one of us was in not swayed the legends, I should say, or not just the us per se. Well, none of us not swayed behind mentors that pushed us in the right direction because of recreational programs and teams in our community.
Arif Katif from the African American Hall of Fame and Jacques Ose, a representative from the Liechtenstein Bank, they're going to be helping Empowerment Through Recreation, a national program that assists recreational programs all over the country. And mm-hmm. we're making a drive to bring economics to this program so that they would be able to assist programs in every small way that they can. And one would be actual donations to the recreational program. The other one would be helping them with grants. And the other one would be getting the assistance they need in mentors.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a conference on Monday headed by Mr. Ego Hayes, who is an African historian, along with Ms. Lynn Rapp from the Indian Affairs, and Doc O.J., Zach Husser, Ms. Richardson from Chicago. Very important part.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. While you got something coming up, we're celebratory as far as things that's coming up. Your schedule coming up as well has to do with the Sixers and the alumni development of the great. I got to give this young man Mike. Is it Mike Goings?
Mike Goings. Yes, he's head of the alumni and youth.
Hats off to that young man. I talked about him the other day to Charles and Carl and some of the other cats. That is a very, very proactive situation for him to be in there. That is a tremendous young man. And if things move as they seem to be moving in the direction where he wants to drive the Sixer organization as far as getting it back to where it was a part of Philadelphia, I think that this is a great move, and he sees the value and probably one of the most proactive legends that ever been in Philadelphia is Wonder Waldo. We call him Waldo.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach. I had a chance to talk with him, and he had assisted us with the high school showcase at Ben Franklin High during the new year. Coach Hamilton and I, when we talk about our problems with youth, we'll be attending Glenn Mills on the 2nd and 3rd of March, and the Sixers are assisting us in helping with that project that we have out at Glenn Mills Correctional Facility. Also,
right.
I talked to Chet. I've talked to some of the other former ball players of the Sixers that actually played with, and I had my first coach. They're going to be honoring Dolph Shays, who passed away. He was my first 76ers coach. He is trying to bring the 76ers alumni back into fruition and to show what we're doing in the community, not only in Philadelphia, but also in other areas. So he's been consistent with supporting our efforts in Philadelphia and the upcoming events with the Little Bobby Jones Memorial in June.
Right,
he said he
right.
will assist us to make sure that the Sixers will provide us. We're also talking to him about the Back to Basics basketball camps that Coach Hamilton and several of the top coaches in Philadelphia put on each summer, helping underprivileged kids go to camp for free.
All right.
So
we got
10
seconds left. So, yeah, I definitely agree. It's going to be a great situation. Don't forget, Wally Jones, Wally Wonder segment coming out next week along with the Bobby Hunter Zorro Harlem Globetrotter segment. Don't forget, listen in on Sports Inside and Out Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and as well as iHeart and SoundCloud. So look forward to you guys being involved. Hey, guys, great show.
Right.
We got it here. Okay, and
Wally,
Bobby.
I need to talk to you about Darshays.
All right, we'll have an opportunity to do that.
Bobby, I sent you. Did you get those two emails I sent you?
Oh, when did you send them?
This morning before the show. Take a look. You got two.
I'll take a look then.
Take a look. I think that's what you're talking about. If that is,
I
got you.
I just needed my face pasted on the Black History one that tells about the recreational directors.
Okay.
Well, I put it above. I don't know. Take a look at it, because I gather you were telling me about. Only thing I saw in there was a audio that you sent me about. It was an audio piece of you talking.
Yeah, about Black History. Yes.
Yeah, and
okay.
I put a picture.
That'd
be pasted,
good,
but I got two pictures up there. One old picture, one a current picture. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right,
Okay, man. All right, Wally. All right. So I'll check with you in a minute, man. All right.
Take care.